Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on the Rosa Sharon broadcast. I thank God for all the people of God around the world who are really crying out to God in this time, in this hour. There are those on the clock for God, and thank God for ordaining those who are behind the scene. Thank God for those who are crying in their closet, in their bedroom, wherever they are crying out to God for God to be merciful, to God continue to be righteous, and to give favor to them. And we always seek God's favor. But once you seek God's favor, you seek the favor of man. So I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But most of all, I truly thank God for being him, to be the righteous God, for he is our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Father. I just want to take this opportunity just to say thank you. Without you, God, we wouldn't be here today. I thank you, God, that you allow us to have your breath in our body. You created us into your own image, and we need to take this opportunity. We need to take this time, this moment, praise God, to marinate ourselves in your presence. Father, thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being who you are and what you are through your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for Jesus, for everything that he is in this hour. But thank you, people of God, around the world, even in the Sunshine State of Florida. Thank you for being who you are for God, that you like God to be in your life, that you be an instrument for him and to carry out whatever he command you to do. Thank God for every one of you, boys, girls, men and women. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Good morning to the body of Christ. I truly thank God that you are able to listen to the broadcast of the Rosa Sharon and other ministers as well when they carry the word of God to bring you life, because everybody needs to hear the word of God. Everybody needs to know that God is real, but God is good, and his mercy endures forever. And I just want to take this opportunity to know that the God that we serve, he will deliver us in this hour. But I want to take this opportunity to thank every person who have ear to hear what the word of God is saying unto you in this hour. And I thank God. And I know some of you are on your way to work or coming from work. You are going to the house of God, praise God, to get that place set up for Sunday. Some of you are going there to be with your prayer group. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are going out on the streets, praise God, to carry the word of God, to give to those who are not able to come to the house of God, those who are lost by the way. You're going to give them the seed, and that seed is the word of God. You provide them food, praise God. Anything that you do in a heavenly state, praise God, in a human state, praise God, to help somebody, unfortunately, who have been let down by the Spirit, praise God, who have been hurt by the adversary, you are there to take your hand and bring them out of the miry clay into the marvelous light. And I thank God for Jesus Christ,
But I do want to take this opportunity to thank God for allowing us to be alive today. I thank God that you stay warm. Make sure you get to a soup kitchen. And I thank God for the organization right now who opened their doors to help those who are lost along the way. Thank God for Salvation Army. Thank God for ministries, praise God, who opened their kitchen to help the homeless, praise God. Thank you for providing food and clothing, especially the Word of God. So I truly want to take this opportunity to thank the organization who really dedicate themselves to help those who are in need. This morning, I thank God for Jesus Christ and His grace and mercy. I thank God for His love in this hour. I want to go into the book of Luke, the 10th chapter. And that's amazing how God could use somebody who is not worthy to be recognized, or the person behind the scene that nobody don't know of. But God used those people who are behind the scene. You'll be amazed how God could use a maid, a janitor, a praise God, a person who do dirty work. Praise God. That's who God used. Thank God for Jesus. He used those people because they are the one behind the scene. Praise God. They don't try to make themselves be known. They don't try to make people know, hey, hi, I'm, you know. But they are the people behind the scene. And I want to read Luke, the 10th chapter. Praise God. Starting by the Good Samaritan. On the occasion, I thank God. And I thank God. I'm going to read what Jesus said. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you heard, but did not hear it. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit the eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? See, the man asked Jesus, testing Jesus, but Jesus always had the answer to the question. How many of you out there know that Jesus had the answer to your situation that you are in now? Jesus always have an answer, but I thank God for Jesus. He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, that means money, and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. See, the man didn't make himself be famous. He was a Samaritan coming from nowhere, mind his own business, and he saw this man who was helpless. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. There are those people who are helpless. How many out there are the good Samaritan that Jesus talked about? We always go into the house of God, confess the name of Christ. But are we the good Samaritan? Do we take the opportunity or take the time to help somebody who is unfortunately? But you know, God is so good that he always come to our rescue. And he expects us to help those who are in need. This Samaritan didn't make himself to be famous. He didn't mention of his name. He took this man who was helpless and took him to a place where he could be restored, gain his strength again, get himself together. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. When I mentioned before, that's who God used, those good Samaritans, those who are behind the scene that you don't know of. That's who God used, who are in their bathroom praying to somebody who's going to use the bathroom. There are somebody who work in a hotel, but they are praying whoever used that room to sleep tonight. There are somebody who clean the toilet, praise God, but they pray. Thank you, Lord, that whoever used the toilet, Lord, let salvation come to them when they use this stall. Thank God, those who work in the kitchen, praise God, when they prepare the food, they pray over that food that somebody receive healing in the name of Jesus. So I thank God, those are the Samaritans who are not trying to make themselves be famous or trying not to make themselves be known. Some people consider them nobodies, but that's who God used, the nobodies, praise God, to come forward. But they are the one behind the scene praying, one who wants somebody's car or details somebody's car, but all the time they praying. Praise God, say, Lord, bless the driver, that he be mindful when he get behind the wheel, that he won't hurt nobody. Those, praise God, thank you, Jesus. And those who sweep the floor, they are praying for those who will enter into a place that they receive salvation. God got people, praise God, who are prayer warriors that you and I don't know of, but God used them for his glory. He used them to intercede for the lost, the unfortunate. But one thing about it, for us to receive the kingdom of God, to inherit the kingdom, when the days are coming forth, we need to be like the good Samaritan. And that's why Jesus said, who you think were merciful? Who you think were merciful to that one? So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let us be merciful to those who need mercy. And may God bless you on this beautiful Saturday day. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.